Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Yes, yes, it is all quite amazing. Now, if you keep moving this way with me, we'll move on into the Hall of Misfits. And if you look over here on your right, you can see this statue of three guys acting completely ridiculous. And if we press this little button here, we'll get a little audio snippet of what they are famous for. So everyone step on over here to the Rolling in the Geek exhibit, and we'll see what we can share with you.
Hello, I am Ken Brown, Game Master for Riven, the Shattered Continent, and I want to thank you for taking a seat at our table. Will my cohorts please introduce themselves?
Hello there. I'm Harkos Ironjaw Pissarro. I'm an Alacocra monk from Hokkaido, a Cavalier Knight for the people of Iron's Edge, and a proud member of the B-Team. We are set on purging Riven once again of the dragon tyrants that seem to be resurging. Wait, that's what we're trying to do? We're gonna drag? Oh dear. And I'm portrayed by Nick Simpson.
And I am Trevor Ironjaw, Forge Cleric of Numerath. I have left this world once and witnessed what is waiting for me. However, my friends need me, and I promise to become the bulwark of this world to protect them, and the blade of Numerath to cleanse it of corruption. Portrayed by Brad Konala.
Thank you, my dear colleagues, and thank you all for joining us. Please sit and rest your weary legs and get ready for Rolling in the Geek.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming to bring you this breaking news message.
Yes, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's me, Nick, your sound wizard here, coming live to you. Well, recorded lot. I'm coming to tell you that during the month of October, as it is the Rit Geek anniversary month, October 11th, we will be 1 year old, and my, a year has it been. So in celebration of that, we are going to be making our Patreon exclusive content free for the month of October. So all of the Under the Trench Coat for the episodes released during October and all of the unedited and early content will be free to access by going to our Patreon and checking that out. And then if you like what we're doing and you want to see or hear rather more of it, you can always subscribe to us there and get a load of it every month. But yeah, so there'll probably be about, I think, like three episodes for the month, and then the hero episode, all free for the entire month of October. And obviously after that, those little bits will be free, so you can check them out whenever you want. Thank you so much for your time, and yeah, bye, see you later.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program.
Last time on Rolling in the Geek. The team catches up with Jorik, and he tells them that Gwork is the one that got information that stuff was going to happen in Aramor, and that they all decided to come and help. Gwork asks Trevor to come with her because she has to speak with him alone about something. They go into an alleyway, and she reveals herself to be Davidia, the Herald of Numerath. after a somewhat long discussion, she redisguises herself and they all rejoin their fellows. The B team heads up the stairs, and after opening the door, are greeted by Pylorvo and Rimgar. They talk shit to her, and she talks shit back. After a long back and forth, they eventually, finally, fight. Rimgar can't hit any of them for shit, and Trevor makes sure that Pylorvo can't buff him up. They chip away at Rimgar, and after he gets close to death, Pylorvo says that that is enough, and then she turns Rimgar to ash and uses the energy from him to take herself into her true Methuselah form. And that is where we pick back up.
So
you all just had to like change your view to like a 45 degree angle to be able to look up at Pylorvo's true form. But she stands very tall in front of you and just stares as fire ripples off of the back of her horns. Trevor, it is your turn in the initiative.
Oh dear.
No pressure.
No pressure. Well, let's start out with Spirit Guardians.
Okay.
So, give me a wisdom save.
Okay.
Preferably don't make it.
That is a 29 wisdom save.
Listen, Ken. I nicely said to you just a second ago, like literally a second ago. Okay.
What did you think the older than ancient dragon was going to do, Brad?
I'm not saying I don't expect her to have a high wisdom. I was saying I expected Ken to roll shit.
And I expect her to have a high damn near everything.
My expectation was not of the character. It was of the DM.
Oh yeah, shame on you, Ken, for not lying to Brad.
Okay. Let's be for real here. I rolled a natural 20. So it's not like she rolled a 5 and got a 29. It's just, I mean,
yeah. So again, I didn't expect her to have some shitty save. I expected you to roll shit. Listen, we were supposed to be on the same page here.
That was last episode. This is a whole
dragon. No. She didn't roll shit last episode, but fucking Rimgar rolled shit last episode. Hey, this is her turn.
Did you hear that? Shitty dice? Ken said it's a whole new episode. So behave yourselves.
Go ahead and roll up your half damage.
That is 14, so 7.
Okay.
Little old lady's on her back, just beating her with a purse.
Just dinking her for 7 damage. Next is Lanros. And so what he is going to do... Oh, no, I closed Shard.
No!
All right, there we are.
Nope.
I mean, this is intimidating.
She's not there, Ken.
Oh, she's still hidden. There we go.
There we go. Now we can see her.
It's not as intimidating in terms of scale as I actually wanted her to be, but that's fine. So it is Lanros' turn, and he is going to I pinged for no reason. Hey Brad, can you check how far can the spirit weapon move?
The spirit weapon.
I want to say it's like 20 or 30. I think 20. So I think it's not quite player movement.
As a bonus action on your turn, you can move the weapon up to 20 feet.
Okay. Take that, Kincyclopedia. That's not fair. I only remember it because we use it.
All right, so
that's my.
He's going to.
That's my. My spirit guardians.
Okay. So Lanros. Lanros takes a mighty swing with his maul, and it hits against the scales, and just bounces off.
Oh dear.
The spiritual weapon. What is that? A 21. And does not hit.
Ouch.
Well, Harkos, I'm sorry.
This big girl. This is the real shit now. So Lanros is done. That makes it Harkos.
Okay. I don't fucking know, man. Oh, Lord. It's getting real bad. Why is Harkos underneath everything now? That's okay. Whatever.
I can grab his name badge.
Good thing my name's long as shit. Okay, so I'm gonna move right up there on the right side in her face because I hate myself. Okay. And I'm gonna go ahead and miss a couple times if that's okay with you, Ken.
No.
It's 14 total.
Okay. Ugh. No.
All right. That's 9 total.
Jesus.
That's a 19 on the die, so that's 26 total.
Okay, that does hit.
Cool, with my punch that does a D6 worth of damage. Oh, shit. Where's my monk stuff? Oh, God. Hey, Ken.
Mm-hmm.
Will you perform a con save, please?
Key?
Sure, you'll be fine, but I'd like you to do that.
That is another 29.
Oh my god.
Surprisingly enough, that doesn't make it.
Oh, what? Damn!
Yeah, I did some behind-the-scenes editing of Harkos. If that's, I hope that's okay.
Con is her big one.
Yeah. Get out of here. No, I'll save that for when I'm dealing more damage, just so I can do it all at once. So 9 slashing damage.
Okay. All good?
Nope, but I'm done.
Okay. So Phil.
15, 20, 20.
Okay, so he gets up into the fray as well. Stands right next to between Lanros and Harkos. And he's going to make his attacks. And that is a 14 total. And that is another 14 total. So that's what he got. The end of the round is when Zuriel will act, and you hear like a bolt action rifle loading sound from behind you. And oh, Zuriel. Oh.
Shit's filling the Zuriel. Back of the head right in the brainstem, knocking him to the floor, paralyzed.
No, she She crit.
Yeah. That's a good start.
It is.
Your bad noises sound the same as your good noises.
I know. That's what I like to keep things.
That's what you expect from a steampunk magic sniper.
Okay. I have to double check the damage on this.
It's a lot. Just it's a lot.
I don't think that it's definitely not an insignificant amount of damage.
Well, yeah, so take that and like triple it. She's got her hacks running for no recoil. She's a good player. She's a good player. Doesn't matter that she has no recoil. She's a good player.
So, God damn it. Where did I put her shirt? There it is. Okay, so. All right. Where'd all my D6? They're there. Damn. Okay. She deals 64 damage.
Damn.
So you hear this thing go off. It sounds like a literal cannon going off behind you. And you see this blue streak of, it almost looks like a lightning projectile, fires off, hits Pylorvo, and like sets itself into her scales.
Damn.
And she actually looks weaker now. Like, something happened.
You said sets itself in her scales?
Yeah, so it's actually, like, embedded in her scales.
Is it close to where we're at?
No.
No? Okay.
I see what you're getting at now.
Okay.
Trevor, it is your turn. Or wait, nope, it's Pylorvo's turn.
Oh, no, too late. You done said it.
Nope. All right. So, I need everybody to perform a wisdom save.
No.
26.
Okay.
I got one of those numbers.
Okay, so this is where things start to get bad.
I got 6.
Phil just starts shaking. And Harkos, you lock eyes with Pylorvo and you are terrified.
Shocker.
You are under the frightened condition. So unfortunately, on your turns, you have to try to get the fuck away.
Yeah. Been here before.
And? All right. Lanrose. And Trevor. Yep, that hits. Okay, so 2 hits on Lanrose. And then Trevor does a 25 hit you.
Just barely, you know. It's
okay.
Real close.
Okay. Okay, so you see her take 2 big bites out of Lanrose, and he looks bad.
Oh boy.
Instantly. And then Trevor. That is 12 slashing damage.
Okay.
The bite is much worse than the bark. You got a claw. But Trevor, that now makes it your turn.
He called you butt, Trevor.
So, I'm probably going to regret this. I'm going to drop my Spirit Guardians for another concentration.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to dump my last second level spell and use Calm Emotions.
What is the save?
You attempt to suppress strong emotions in a group of people. Each humanoid in a 20-foot radius sphere centered on a point.
Not a humanoid.
Choose. I'm not using it on her. I'm using it on Harkos, Phil, and Lanros.
Okay.
It gets rid of fear.
Oh.
You can suppress any effect causing a target to be charmed or frightened.
Wow, good call.
Is it
so? Yeah. So they don't have to make a save though, yeah? If I'm casting it on them?
I don't think so.
Okay. Because it says if when my effect ends, if her effect is still technically up, it'll resume. But mine lasts up to a minute. So.
Okay.
So I mean that's something.
I did not see that one coming, so kudos.
Unfortunately, right. that just negated a big chunk of my damage. So,
yeah, I was gonna say,
you, Harkos.
I was gonna say you're over here saying, I think it's a pretty good call. Yet you just got rid of the key player from two episodes ago. Meanwhile, I've been rolling ones, twos, sevens, and fours.
Well,
with the occasional 15 and 19 thrown in.
So let me get rid of my thing there. And then...
All right, is that what you got then?
Yep, that's what I got.
All right, it is Lanros' turn. He's going to try to do his 1-2 on her. So main attack. Hey! All right, so that is a 23, and that will hit. All right, he does 11 damage. And as he pulls... he strikes her with the ram head maul, and as he pulls it away, you can see that little chunk of purple goo that she formed into a spike on the front is left embedded in the scales.
Oh, nice.
And again, this looks like it has some sort of effect that actually looks weaker. So, after Lanros, it is Harkos' turn.
Okay. And I'm not scaredy pants anymore?
Nope.
Okay. Doggy, that's 19 plus 7. So it's 26.
Okay, it hits.
That's a natural 20.
Yay!
Oh boy. Just so the audience knows, I said this in our pre-show talks. I'm using all the dice that misbehaved last time first to give them another chance in the sun, which has proven to be not the wisest choice. Up until this point, there's some that feel upset. And are going for a redemption arc. So the punch is a 22.
To hit, yes.
Okay, I am going to burn a key point to do Flurry of Blows.
Okay.
Hey, I have a quick question.
What?
Mm-hmm.
For Ken. Ken, mm-hmm. Can I tell Kingsley to assist Harkos?
If you had said it on your turn, that would have been great.
Okay. Nope, that's fine, because then I'll do it on my next turn.
We already established within the world that if you normally a familiar is supposed to have its own turn, but since that would be kind of a bitch to keep track of, right, then we just, you know, leave it how it is.
That's fine. I wanted to check, and then I'll just make sure to do it this next turn.
Second one is a 23. I got 16 on that die.
Okay.
Which, then I'm going to do brutal accuracy, which adds more dabblage there. Okay, so first spear attack is... Do you want me to just give this to you in pieces?
Give me the total.
The total, okay. So there's going to be some math in here for Nick. So there's that one. It's the first attack. And then that's going to be that. Roll this. What's there? And then I got the 2d6 because that was a crit. I just threw those everywhere except where they were supposed to go.
No. Oh, no.
Okay. And then I got two melee attacks that are d6s. So that's... Oh, shit. That's plus... Okay, so there's those. And then this last one is just the d6 damage from... Oh, God! Bless it! Bear with me. I got a d6 down.
D6 down!
Oh, it's so far. Apologies for the noise, editor. Nick, you threw your fucking die across the room. Okay. So... That and that. (clears throat) 64 points of damage.
God damn.
Nice.
Man, Harko's making up for last session.
Enjoy it while it's here.
All right. You all good?
Yes.
Okay, it is.
I've done all I can do.
Phil's turn. That's a 16. That is not going to hit. That is 19 total. That will hit. I don't know if you guys have been noticing, AC has been slowly dropping.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. There is a mechanic here.
I thought it was.
Why you gotta call me out like that?
Puns. I thought when you said that, like, she was looking weaker, I was like, I wonder if that means AC stuff. And honestly, people have been hitting high enough that it wasn't until the 19 that I had that confirmed. And then obviously you verbally confirmed it. But
I will talk about the game mechanics that I have been using for this in Under the Trench Coat.
Under the Trench Coat with Rolling in the Game.
Alright, so that is Phil's turn. And now it is Pylorimo's turn.
Does Zuriel do anything?
Oh, wait, no, yeah, you're right. Oh, you are right.
I don't want to die yet.
So Zuriel is going to actually hold for a moment.
Okay.
As she is not sure what her next best course of action is. No, she wouldn't. She's going to take a shot. She's taking her shot. So that is a 24, and that will hit. I'm trying to play her strategically, and she is not, that is not her. She is more emotional and off the cuff than that. Oh, now I have a d6 down. Oh, hey, I found it because I stepped on it when I tried to move my foot.
I found mine too, but I smacked it deeper under the table.
All right, so you hear another shot go off and another streak of blue lightning projectile that strikes into the scales, and she deals 27 points of damage. So that makes it Pylorvo's turn, who So Leonros, Phil, and Harkos need to make a dexterity saving throw.
This I'm okay with, he says before he fucks it up.
good job, Phil.
Damn.
Lucky fucking Harkos.
So
I got
Phil got a 21 and Landros got a dirty 20.
Oh yeah.
I got a 26.
Damn. Okay, so all three pass.
It spun and tried to land on one. And I was very disheartened and I almost looked away and said I got fucking 8. But then it flipped to 19. It saw all the shamed dice looking down upon it and got got scared. Don't be like us. For the audience members wondering what Brad and I were talking about, there is a cone shape on the map now.
God damn it. Ken?
Near the dragon, which I don't know if you can put cones and dragons together, but doesn't spell for happy times.
One more.
Ugh. One more, he says.
Okay, so before your half damage for the save, it is 74 damage.
Jesus.
After the save, it is 37.
Okay.
After the cloud of flame dissipates, you can see that Landros is down.
No!
And Phil does not look awesome. So, that makes it Trevor's turn.
So first of all, Kingsley, help Harkos.
Oh, Harkos, actually, speaking of what, you hit with your spear, right? Because that you got the crit on that?
Yeah.
So that purple that she put over the tip of your spear is no longer on the tip of your spear.
Okay, I was going to ask when it got to my turn because I was feeling pretty jealous.
It broke off and you can see it now wedged within the dragon scales. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I meant to say that earlier. I do apologize.
There's a lot happening.
So, having Kingsley help Harkos, and then I'm going to look over and with my bonus action say, Landros, no sleeping on the job, and healing word him.
Okay.
24. That'll give him 7 points of health.
Okay. He's back up.
And then I'm gonna try to hit her with the spiky bit.
Okay.
That she put make on your, my thing.
Make your melee attack.
That's a nat 20.
Oh, damn. Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, but it's fine. All of you can't roll for shit in the previous fight. And then all of a sudden, there's a big dragon. Here come the good rolls.
Like, I talked with you before this fight started, and you didn't want to go with the shitty roll thing. So, I mean,
I will.
It's only fair.
Tell you to not your face right now, Ken, if you just scared any of my future dice rolls, we're gonna have problems.
I'm so sorry.
They were
18 points of damage.
18 points damage?
Yep, 18 points of damage.
Okay.
I mean, it's not 64, but that's fine.
Yeah.
I attack so many times, it's not fair. War Monk is best monk. I love him. He makes me so happy. So
you take your hit, and you see that, again, that little spike of purple goo gets wedged into the dragon scales.
Woo!
Okay. So after Trevor is Lanrose, who is going to heal himself. Because he's in pretty bad shape. That is not awesome. That is super not cool.
So you can fail a heal.
Yes, that is exactly what just happened. There was one of the three was good. It was 7, 2, and 1. So not great. But then he will use his bonus action to have the spiritual weapon attack, and it misses. So after Lanrose is Harkos.
So is indulging in a potion. That's a action, yes?
Yes.
Okay. That's what I'm doing.
Okay.
With advantage.
What?
With advantage. Kingsley's helping you.
How's he helping me drink a... Get the fuck out of here. Go away.
Come on.
Well, I didn't get as mad as Lanrose did, so I get... I mean, it's something. Because it was 4d4 plus 4, right? For the graders? Okay, I need to expunge one of these from my sheet also. Bloop. That's my turn, because my fucking martial arts only triggers if I make an attack. Yep, with a weapon, so. I huck the empty bottle at her.
It shakes off of the scales and just falls to the floor and
fucking shatter it there. Okay.
She then steps on it and gets, like, a little short of glass in the pad of her foot and goes, ow.
Dies immediately.
It actually there's just a droplet of the healing potion left, so like whatever damage it did also heals itself. So, you know. All right, you all good?
Yep.
Phil's turn. Natural 20.
Damn!
Oh, sure. You can't roll good in the last and fight, 15. And then Big Bad Dragon comes out, you start rolling nat 20. Ooh.
Yep. He then missed the second attack, so, you know.
I feel for you, Phil.
He deals 13 damage, and then he is going to use his bonus action to use second wind. Heal himself for... What's that? 11. And then that also heals. Heals all of you for 7.
Yay! I need all I can get.
As he shouts out, like, guys, we're almost to the end of this. We just have to finish her off. We got this.
There's part of me. I don't want to be mean to Phil. We're not on the greatest of terms right now. There's a big part of me that wants to go. You don't know that. You have no way of knowing this. You barely fought any kobolds, let alone their mother.
All right, so
grandmother, great grandmother.
And you do see the the little purple bits off of Phil's Morning Star do get lodged in there. That actually happened last turn, but we'll just canonically say it happened this time. And now it is Zuriel's turn. You hear her say, heads up, guys. And then you hear something kind of sail through the air and land kind of right behind... let's say it lands kind of like right next to Phil. And you hear glass shatter. And as the glass shatters, you see this white mist form up in the air, and then little tendrils of it start pushing themselves into you and heals you each for 23 points.
Oh, shit.
Damn. Fuck me running.
It is now Pylorvo's turn. And breath weapon does not recharge.
Oh, damn it.
Says does not recharge.
I know. I was hoping it came back. It was fun the last time, he says, lying.
So he is going to make attacks. And who is he going to make? She is going to make attacks on. That is... Oh, I'm rolling the wrong random dice. So that is... that is Lanros and Harkos.
I wanna put myself between Harkos and her.
You can't.
I'm doing that.
No, you can't.
But I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No. So that is an 18 total that will hit Lanros. And then Harkos, that is a 22.
Yeah.
Does 15 damage to Lanros, who is looking rough again. And then Harkos. Ooh, okay. 7? Not great on that one.
Harko so shouts this out. Is, Phil just gave me those.
This is what you notice is that at this point she looks lethargic and shaky. As she takes these bites, that force of will that was happening earlier. That as she was chowing down and slamming claws into you, it's gone. That is very lazy almost now. And you hear her kind of mutter to herself, "What have you done? What is this? What? I'm gonna tear you open." And Trevor, it is your turn.
You said Lanros is looking not so good.
Yeah, Lanros is not great.
All right, I'll use my last first level and cure wounds him.
Okay.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
That is 12 points of health.
Oh.
Hey.
I actually doubled him by doing that. Okay, anything else?
I'm going to, as I'm touching him to heal him, I'm going to look at her again and go, again, you wanted to see what we were capable of. You don't seem to be enjoying this much. I'm done.
All right, it is Lanros's turn. He does not have a ton left that he can do. So he's going to stick with his 1-2. I'm going to play him right. Not great. Hey, the spirit weapon finally hit. For 9 damage. And that takes it to Harkos.
You know me.
Get it?
Fuck math. 7. Makes 18? Yeah, 18.
For that one. That hits.
Oh, shit.
Remember, you get advantage.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for that.
So not to be this guy.
No, I don't.
You didn't tell.
Yeah.
You didn't tell Kingsley to help this turn.
That was last turn.
I told him last turn.
Yep.
Yipper.
Oh, fuck. So that was 17 because I rolled a 10.
Okay, that still hits.
Okay, well, punchy punch. Natural 20 on a punch. Yay! And I'll burn my final key point for Flurry of Blows. Because why the fuck not? That's another 17.
Okay.
And brutal accuracy. So, we got the D8s, which is, but that's plus 4 on each of those. And then the punch is a D6 plus 4. Fuck yeah. And then crit was, if it's D6 plus 4, it's 10 plus my roll.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I did that right, and then I just roll one more D6. There's that. Okay. So that's that. That's that. That's 20, and then those two together. It's 25, which is 55, 56, 51.
Damn.
Nice.
I rolled high on a lot of that shit. I got a, like, my, I rolled the same d6 just because I don't know what I did. Oh, there they are. I didn't know what I did with my other ones. And it came down a 6 two of the three times, which I was very appreciative for.
Okay.
Obviously.
All right. All set?
Yes. Because that's, okay. That's it.
Phil misses and gets a 1. So that's... You know what? He's action surging. Fuck this. God damn it, Phil. There we go. 1 out of 4.
Jeez.
It deals 9 damage. Not good. Good job, Phil. So end of the round, it is Zuriel's turn. She's gonna try to line up another shot. Which goes way off to the left and strikes a wall. You hear, ah, shit. And then this is the upsetting thing that you have kind of gotten, you've heard this a few times now, that the rhythm is off. And you hear as she attempts to hit the bolt action that it jams about halfway and she goes, oh no.
Uh-oh.
Yay.
It is Pylorvo's turn. Breath weapon recharges.
Nah.
Yay.
So this is what happens. You see her kind of like look over across everyone and go, I will not die like this. And she starts to perform her breath weapon and then swallows it back down.
Wait, which, what?
Which you see what the side effect of this is, that the pressure starts to push out the purple chunks that you've embedded inside of her.
Oh dear.
With 3 of them fully pushing out and dropping to the floor.
Quick, pick them back up like a puzzle. Just, yeah, shove them back in.
Trevor, it's your turn. By the way, each time that like, there was little spouts of flame from inside of her as, like, that's what was actually pushing them out. That she, like, I don't know if I explained that clearly enough, but, like, she started to do the breath weapon, and instead of releasing it, like, contained it, and then it blew those chunks out from inside of her.
Is I'm any not afraid, of those you're chunks afraid. Right in front of me?
High or low?
You rolling it or am I rolling it?
I'm rolling it.
Hi.
Okay, I am sorry, that is a 3.
Yeah, so no?
No. You would have to move, which would incite an attack of opportunity.
Gotcha. Oh, shit. Okay, so telling Kingsley to help Harkos.
Okay.
Can I just tell him to permanently help Harkos?
No.
Damn it.
You gotta remember your shit, yo.
Remember this question, Ken, on Saturdays when there's shit that we forget. And we just go, can we just permanently have this happen all the time?
And then I'll booming blade her.
Okay.
That is a 22.
Yes, that does hit.
Jeez. 10 points of damage total.
Okay. She is looking rough. That you have cut through and broken off and shattered a great number of her scales.
Wonderful.
After Trevor is Lanros. He's gonna do his old 1-2. The curse comes back, so that's fine. Harkos.
Yep. Do I see a piece of poopy on the ground? Purple.
High or low?
Oh. High.
Yes, there is a piece in front of you. It was actually your piece that came off.
So if I pick it up and try to put it on the tip of my spear, is it malleable like when Zuriel did it?
Yes.
Okay, I would like to do that.
I will say that if you want to reaffix it, I will make you use a bonus action.
Yeah?
I was going to say a bonus action.
Oh, a bonus action. Oh, you're so kind. What do you have planned that's going to fuck me in a minute?
I could make it an action.
Huh?
I could make it an action.
There's part of me that feels more comfortable with that, but no. I appreciate the bonus action. Then I will attempt to make stabby stabs with advantage, okay. Brad. So the first one's a 19. The second one is not a 19.
19 does not hit.
Didn't think so. Second hit. First one's a nat 20.
Yeah, nice.
I like this white die. This one's behaving because the cream colored die is watching him. Okay, and my punches are bonus actions, so don't do those. So it's just this boy, which is 8 and 4 is 12.
You didn't give advantage on the second attack, right?
Huh?
You just rolled a natural 20? Okay. Okay. I just wanted to make sure that I didn't miss something there.
Nope, I rolled the first one, got 12 and 7 for 19, and then the second roll was a 4, and then I rolled the white die and got a 20 off the bat.
Okay.
So 8 and 4 is 12, plus 6 is 18, and then 2d6. So that's 30.
Okay.
And that's my turn.
Alright. So she is going to do something that is potentially hazardous.
Everything's been pretty potentially hazardous.
That she pushes herself back up against the wall so that she can get as big of an arc as possible.
And we all get attacks of opportunity?
Yes.
Oh, buddy!
Oh, dip. Question.
Okay, Lanros does not hit.
I rolled another nat 20.
Does hit. Okay. Harkos, you had a question?
Yeah, my turn is ended. Is Kingsley still assisting me?
The first attack is the assist. Like, the help only applies to the first attack.
Your turn. I fucking knew that. That's why you asked if the first roll was a... Got it, okay.
20 points of damage for me.
Okay.
I got 15 and then plus 7, so 22.
Yes, that hits.
Okay. So, d8, 4. Are you fucking serious? I can't put a die down this tower to save my life. 9 points of piercing damage. I'm gonna go look for a d8 real quick. Found it.
Okay. Everybody make dexterity saves.
I will endeavor to make a dexterity save.
That is a 18.
Okay.
Hmm.
Well,
it happened.
What happened?
The luck she runneth out.
Oh no.
It's a natural one.
Oh god.
On a die that I haven't even rolled this session. I think I rolled it last week. Didn't roll it this time.
And Lanros, what did you get?
I don't know, you're Lanros.
Or not Lanros, Trevor.
I got an 18.
Okay. So nobody made it.
Oh dear.
That's not true, Zuriel did.
Zuriel has left herself outside of the range of this bullshit.
Oh, how fucking smart of her.
But not a great start. Okay. Comes in at 66 damage.
Oh!
Is anyone still up?
I'm down.
Nope.
Hey. Lanros is down and Phil is down. Oh, it is only Zuriel.
The spear weapon's still away.
So this is what happens here. Your vision fades as this blackened fire pours over you.
Real quick question.
Mm-hmm.
Is that all necrotic damage?
It's half and half.
Is some of that fire?
So 33 of it would be fire.
So I can negate 16?
You can negate 15 of it.
15 of it?
No, 16. No, you're right. 16.
That puts me up. I was negative 11. So that puts me up 5 HP, yeah?
Yeah.
So I'm not down.
Damn. Fucking Trevor.
This is why we rezzed him. It's not why we rezzed him. It's because Nick's a baby.
So this blackened fire comes pouring over everybody. Trevor, as you look around, you see your entire team laid out in a smoldering mass. What do you do?
So they're all in the arrangement that they are right there, yes?
Yes.
And me moving isn't going to do anything as long as I don't move out of her range, correct?
Correct.
So I'm going to move to here.
Okay.
And I'm going to put my shield up and grab a hold of my weapon and say I've died once, and if I need to die again, that is fine, but I will, to my last breath, protect my friends. Is there one of them bits by chance close to me?
High or low?
Low this time.
Good call. That's an 8.
Okay. So I'm going to affix it to my hammer then. You said that's a bonus?
Yes.
Kingsley! And I'm gonna swing at her.
Okay.
Yeah? We
good?
Yep.
Okay. Go ahead.
That is a 4 on the first roll. That is an 18 on the second roll plus my 8. So 26.
Wait. That hits.
Yeah, 26. Nine points of damage plus whatever with the spiky bit. So.
Okay. Now, this is what happens. You strike into her and you hit with that point. And you see that it pierces through an area that has already been pretty severely damaged on her scales. And then you see just an eruption of fire come flying out of the wound, pushing all of the little bits of purple out. And as each one pops, so does a spout of flame come out from each one as well. And she wriggles and writhes and shoots flame from her mouth as she angrily stares down at you, but is unable to control what she is doing. That she is powerless. For the first time, powerless. And then she collapses into a heap on the floor.
I also collapse into a heap on the floor. So she collapses into a heap as in she's not breathing, she's deaded, or is there still shit happening?
She's on a heap. She's in a heap on the floor.
Kind of glance over my shoulder at Zuriel.
She is running towards you, panicked.
Oh, dear.
And you hear why. That from behind you, you hear her form start to move again.
Shit.
As you turn and look, you can see these wounds that you've created on her start glossing over, and scales start pushing their way back out from her flesh and covering the areas that you worked so hard to damage. She pushes herself up on one giant claw and then the other and stares down at you. She rears her head back and she lunges forward. And then she hits something.
My fist.
In front of you is a golden barrier. Oh. And then you feel a hand on your shoulder.
Glance Trevor, over my shoulder.
Trevor Ironjaw. You have done well. And he pulls you back. And as he pulls you back, you see that it is the human form of Numerath that you saw within your dream.
Oh.
That you saw in the afterlife. And he pushes you back behind him out of the way. And then he starts to spasm and change and push himself into his dragon form. Lunges forward, bites the neck of Pylorvo, and twists it and slams her down into the ground. Looks back at Zuriel and says, "Do your work." And she comes up, opens up the little bottle that she had in her pocket. and then you see the fiery soul of Pylorvo get sucked in, and then she caps it off.
I got fucking goosebumps over here.
And Numerath looks down at you and he says, "See to your friends." And then he takes flight and breaks through the top of the building and flies away.
So after a moment to compose myself, I'm going to start medicine checking everybody.
This is somewhat a race against time, so why don't you go ahead and choose who you do first?
Harkos.
Okay. Roll it.
That gives me a 25.
Okay, yep, that stabilizes the shit out of him.
And then Phil and then Lanrose.
Phil fails his first save. Lanrose makes his first save.
Phil is getting a 23.
Okay. Phil is stabilized.
And then
Lanrose gets a natural 20.
Hey-o.
So you go to try to get him and you hear, wait.
Welcome back.
Wait, what? Where's Big Monster?
In a tiny jar. Let's get everyone out.
As you're mid conversation, Zuriel grabs you and pulls you away.
Yeah.
And leads you over to one of the side chambers and throws you in and closes the door behind you. And she says, "What the shit was that?"
We fought the dragon. What are you talking about?
Yes, obviously you fought a dragon. What the shit was that golden monster doing? Helping you?
Numerath?
Yes.
It is a long story that I am more than happy to explain to you. Let's get our friends handled first, though, please.
They're fine. Explain it.
He came to me as a being aflame when my shop was burnt down and people attempted to murder me. And I did not know who he was until I perished. But he's done nothing but help.
The firstborn son. The firstborn, the most powerful of the Methuselahs, until Syraxis's rise, was a dragon tyrant. Reigned evil over this world alongside its brothers and sisters. It is a dragon.
It has saved me numerous times. For no reason.
Well, there must be a reason that these creatures do not just help.
Look at me. I made pottery. What reason could it have been? I'm no one. Why?
I don't know, but
nor do I, but he's done nothing but help.
There is not one mention in the thousands of books that I have read in my lifetime about these monstrosities, about any single one of them doing anything but evil. None.
Well, she called him the betrayer. So, there's something. I'm sorry if you don't, I can leave. But I trust him.
I'm taking this. And she points to the jar.
This is fine by me. I do not wish to have anything to do with that.
Watch out for yourself. Do not trust these creatures. If it's helping you, then there's a reason for it. And I can't find a single thing in all of the histories that have ever said anything about any of their help being a good thing.
Again, I'm nobody. I've never been anybody. Why would he choose me? I made pottery. I never raised a weapon in my life.
And I was a little girl on a farm. We don't know why fate chooses the things that it does, but he saw something that he could use.
Well,
again. And now he's loose within this world.
He has given me no reason not to trust him. So.
Well, the entire history of their kind gives me every reason not to trust him.
You don't. Yeah, never mind.
I will try to find a way to destroy this permanently. I may call on you again to do it, but I am not sure of any of this. This is not right. Something is off. Go see to your friends. And she kind of turns and starts walking towards the exit.
I'm going to go head back over.
Okay. Lanrose has a little bit of healing stuff left, so after he gets himself sorted out, he pops up Phil and Harkos. All right. So, Trevor, you between you and Lanrose, you get your fellows up and sorted.
Do you got an obligatory number you want to throw out, or you want me to just put me at one?
Wait, what? Oh, just like
you said Lanrose had some healing stuff and brought us up, and I know you were.
I have no spells. So.
No, I know you don't. Ken was saying the heals got Phil and I up, so I was wondering if he. I knew he was RPing, so I didn't know if he just wanted at like. A low number thrown out there for us to be at, just so I don't.
Let's just say 5.
Hey, we're all 5.
Works for me.
Hey, so you get your fellows up, and Landros kind of as he's kind of getting everybody sorted out. He looks back. He's like, what was that about?
Once we all get out of here, I'll explain it to everyone at the same time. It'll be simpler that way.
All right. Well, let's get these guys out of here.
Throw an arm over to help Harkos along.
When Harkos pops up, I am gonna have him like holler out again, like he's just gonna sit up and go, Trevor, because when my headcanon is when I went down, like Harkos blacked out, the dragon was there, and he didn't know what was happening. So while he was under, he was just looping his nightmare.
I So I didn't establish this, but the what is left over is very Skyrim reminiscent, that there is just a skeleton left.
Is there any scales?
Well, let's see if any that broke off survived. No.
Okay.
Everything that you took off was just shattered and broken. So, I mean, there's bits, but nothing that, like, seems usable.
Because of the things that I've been doing, I want to kind of scoop up some of the bits and maybe take a small bone.
Okay. Like a finger?
Yeah, whatever. Just a small one.
Hey, you touch it, and I think that it would burn you were it not for your resistance. Is it is still
hot?
Still just hot.
Okay.
But you're able to take it and lift it away.
Okay. That'll be for later things.
Hey, so do you go to leave this place?
Yeah. Well, hey. Look around, I guess, real quick, just to make sure there's nothing else going on.
No, this place is just deathly still now. You can hear just a little bit of like smoldering from the corpse, but that's it.
Okay.
Well, while we're walking out, Trevor, I want you to know Harkos is going to be like a little teary eyed as he's like still woozy and everything. He's going to be looking up at you. Trevor, we did it. And judging by the state of things when I woke up, I was right. We wouldn't have finished this without you.
Well, I didn't do anything there. There are things we need to speak about. Your friend is a little angry right now.
Did the owl thing.
I don't remember. Does Trevor know her name?
Yes.
I couldn't remember.
She introduced herself when you guys met.
Okay. Zeriel is very angry at the situation, so.
Okay. That doesn't make it okay.
So as you are heading towards the door, you're greeted as you open it with the Iron's Edge crew. That Jorik and Melia are standing in front of the door with the Iron's Edge militia behind them. And over them, you can see the entire town of Aramor is standing, staring at the cathedral. And as you walk out, you hear applause and cheers rise up from the crowd to a deafening roar. And that, my friends, is where we will call this one.
Whew. That was good shit. Oh, man.
Oh, I'm really excited to get to Under the Trenchcoat. So thank you all very much for joining us at our table. If you like what you're listening to, please think about giving us some support. If you could support us through Patreon, we are good little warlocks and offer up sacrifices, ever evolving sacrifices that we constantly talk about the value and merit to our patrons. If Patreon is not your thing, then think about just buying us a coffee. If you go to ko-fi.com and search for Rolling in the Geek, you can do a one-time donation there. Brad, where can our fine folks get in touch with us?
You can subscribe to us on our website at ritgeekpodcast.com to keep up with all things Rolling in the Geek or on any of your favorite ear bacon stations. Also, we're very active on Twitter, and if you want to talk to a bunch of rad podcasters, artists, and all-around cool people, you can join us in the Underground Oracle Discord through the link on our website.
Thank you very much, Brad. Nick, this week, I don't think that I want to stand on too much ceremony on this. You are just Nick the fucking sound wizard. And I guarantee everybody who's listening to this that you did some badass shit in this whole fucking episode, because there was some cool ass fucking things that happened. Can you please give us something fun to go out on?
Yeah. They'll try I'm getting kind of emotional. Because for the first time in like 3 years of D&D, I feel like really deserving of the praise and the hurrahing of us being heroes. It felt really fucking good. And then Ken said nice things about my editing, and I'm kind of a mess. So it's Hootie, hold on to your dicks from Nick and Harkos in episode 56, because that was one hell of a ride. Ladies, you can hold on to your dicks too. It's more of a power thing for them, right? It's like a proverbial. So we won't get into it anyway. Tune in next week as the emotions get turned up to 11 in episode 57. Because I'm sure there'll be more blubbering from me for some stupid reason. Tomorrow is Halloween. And we got special fun things for you tomorrow. But tonight, I wanted to take the time to pay a little homage to the Night of Fright. So, without further ado, as I've attempted to clean myself up here, here is the parody for episode 56. It's close to Halloween night, and you're listening to a podcast. Your hair stand upright as you get a cliffhanger that makes you gasp. You refresh your feed, but sadly you're all caught up on the show. You start to tweet that you yearn for more episodes from those three guys. You need more Rid Geek. Rid Geek in your life, because you can't stand to wait until next Friday night. Give me more Rid Geek. Rid Geek in my life. You shout it out online as you hit play on an episode for the 19th time. It's a little egotistical, but I liked it. Double dipping with the MJ there, but that's okay. Oh god. I'm sniffling everywhere. I'm gonna hate me when I edit.
Stop and record. Stop and record.
Yes, so as you can see, they were a semi-successful podcast in the mid-2000s. Now, if we keep moving forward... Is everyone gone? Why is everyone gone? Who...
I'm still here, miss!
Yes, there's always one, isn't there? I'm glad you enjoyed it, I suppose. Why? Why always the Rolling in the Geek exhibit? Why does it make everyone run?
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.